Praised be Jesus and Mary. Let's take a quick look at the life of St. John Joseph of the Cross. He was born on an island, the island of Ischia, near Naples, in 1654. And at 16, he was the first Italian to enter a Spanish Franciscan reform, the reform of St. Peter of Alcantara. He quickly excelled in all the virtues of a good Franciscan religious, especially poverty and humility. And he sought God above all else and dedicated his life to loving him above all else. As a Franciscan, he was ordained a priest and then assigned many duties in this new flourishing reform in Italy. He was the guardian, the superior of many friaries, the provincial of the new province of the Alcantarans in Italy. And he fulfilled all of these duties very diligently, but also with this great humility that he loved to practice even when he was made superior over others. He was a man of great mortification. His mortifications, in fact, stand out very much. And they were very extreme. An example to us of just how much we should be willing to mortify our bodies to make them obedient to our souls, how much they should be at our service and not we at the service of our bodies. Two examples. He wore several iron crosses studded with sharp points on his shoulders, on his back, and on his chest. Daily he scourged himself to the blood. Couple more examples. He went either entirely barefoot all the time or wore sandals in which small nails stood out. And during the last 30 years, this is the amazing thing, he abstained from drink of every sort in honor of the thirst of our Lord. So obviously there was some extraordinary mystical grace there assisting him. And why did he do this? I don't think it's necessary for every Christian to do exactly that, but precisely to show to our Lord that he was willing to love him even when it hurts and to keep his body in check, obedient to his soul, and his soul obedient to God at all times, to keep that right order. He was one to work miracles as well. God worked miracles through this saint. He lived to old age, and one endearing miracle that happened to him when he was around 80 years old. Towards the end of his life, he had trouble walking because of ulcers on his legs, and he would have to walk with a cane. And one time when he set out for Naples to visit the relics of Saint Januarius, in this crowded church, he lost his cane and was struggling without it. Holding on to the walls and to the columns, he made his way to the back of the church. And there, he invoked the intercession of St. Januarius to find his cane for him. And lo and behold, the cane was, by the power of God, lifted up off the ground and floating through the air, made its way back to the saint's hands. And in fact, a cardinal later on asked to have it in his possession. And he received it from St. John Joseph in honor of this miracle worked by God through the intercession of St. Januarius, but also through the prayers of the saint himself, St. John Joseph of the Cross. He died in 1734. He was beatified and solemnly then canonized, beatified by Pope Pius VI and canonized by Gregory XVI in 1839. Just a little glimpse at this saint's life. And then just a very practical reflection, a takeaway. With Ash Wednesday tomorrow, we should take an opportunity. This example of mortification from St. John Joseph should be an opportunity for us to reflect on, well, what mortifications will we practice during Lent? And I would have three suggestions along those lines that first and foremost, that our mortifications be not according to our inclinations. That should be our first goal. We shouldn't seek to do something that we like to or that we feel inclined to, because then it's not really a good mortification. Our mortification should incline our disordered, put to death our disordered inclinations. So where should we look? Like the saints did, three major categories of exploration, I would say. First, we should consider giving up something that we really don't want to give up. Okay, so sounds obvious, but we should think about it along those lines. What do I not want to give up? Well, maybe I should give up precisely that. Think of all those things that you like so much that you've already made so many excuses that you don't feel that you need to give them up. There's no reason to give them up. You like them too much. They're too much a part of your life. There's no way you could give them up. You can't live without them. Think of all those. Something that you don't want to give up, well, consider giving it up. A second category, something maybe that you don't want to do, well, consider doing something that you don't want to do. You don't want to do it perhaps for the same reason, because you've already thought about it and you've made an excuse why you don't need to do it, why you don't have to do it, why you can be a good Christian without doing it, why you could even be a saint without doing it. But nonetheless, it nags you. Maybe I should do it anyway. Could be different things. If in the Catholic blog sphere, there are many examples, many concrete suggestions you can find if you just do a little bit of research for suggestions. But as you sift through these many, many suggestions, consider these categories. Well, maybe I should do something positive that I really don't want to do. And the last category in which we should do some exploration is maybe just simply accepting something that is already painful, something that's already making us suffer, some annoyance that we already have in our lives, but we grumble against, we complain about, we rebel against. We all have these annoyances and grievances and offenses and sufferings that we have to put up with. Consider just accepting one of them, and as the saints did, actually joyfully trying to embrace it and offering it up to God every single day. It could be as easy as that, accepting something or someone that we don't want to accept, that we don't want to deal with, that we wish we wouldn't have in our lives. That would be a beautiful sacrifice, joyously and lovingly embracing it for the love of God. And that way we don't even have to look for other creative penances. Just accepting the ones that are already built into our lives could be good enough. So consider those. We should all consider those. Giving up something we don't want to give up, doing something we don't want to do, or accepting something we don't want to accept. That would make it a beautiful Lent if we faithfully did at least one of those sacrifices, and it would truly be the right thing to do. For love of God, do something, accept something, or give up something that is not drawing us closer to our Lord. And may St. John Joseph help us to do this with his example of mortification, and especially of the love that fueled, that motivated all his mortifications. Praised be Jesus and Mary.